This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Alaska legislative session started yesterday in Juneau. Legislative leaders are seeking to strike a conciliatory tone at the start of what could be a contentious session as the state grapples with an estimated $3.5 billion budget deficit amid low oil prices. Yesterday, the price of oil fell to $28 a barrel. It may continue to slide, but a top government energy economist predicts the price of crude will rise to $40 a barrel by the end of this year and to $50 a barrel by the end of next year.
Can we have $30 a barrel oil continuing indefinitely into the future? And I think the answer to that is no.
Adam Siminski is head of the U.S. Energy Information Administration. He testified in Washington yesterday at a hearing of the Senate Energy Committee. Siminski did add a caveat to his forecast.
The uncertainty in crude oil prices as we look out over the next year or two is very high.
One of the unknowns is how much Iran will ramp up production. Forecasts range from 500,000 barrels a day to 3 million barrels a day. Siminski says he expects U.S. crude production to fall through most of 2017, but he says it's price, not policy, that's driving domestic production down. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning is hearing arguments in a case challenging the National Park Service's authority to ban hovercraft in Alaska's federal parks and preserves. The case began in 2007 when park rangers found Anchorage moose hunter John Sturgeon and his boat on a gravel bar in the Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve. They told him the Park Service doesn't allow hovercraft travel. Sturgeon, backed by briefs from the state of Alaska and several for-profit Native corporations, says the Park Service is overreaching in violation of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Native corporations say if Sturgeon loses, it could extend Park Service regulation to the millions of acres they own inside federal conservation units. However, an attorney representing subsistence users says if Sturgeon wins, it could undermine the federal subsistence priority on rivers across the state. The First Alaskans Institute is inviting the public to join in discussions on ways to use education, law, policy, and public advocacy to work toward racial equity and leave a better world to future generations. Alaska Native Policy Director for the First Alaskans Institute, Andrea Sanders, says the Institute has invited public policymakers and representatives of business and communities of color, as well as the general public, to attend Partners for the Next 10,000 Years, a racial equity summit. Sanders says the goal is to help bring Alaskans together and to mobilize action to achieve a racially equitable society for all Alaskans.
And our goal is to really change people's perspective on racial equity issues and really bringing them to a point of having a personal or professional commitment to this work so that they can join us in instilling racial equity as a value of all Alaskans.
Racial equity can be a tough topic to discuss. Speakers will discuss white privilege, institutional racism, microaggressions, and internalized oppression. But Sanders says creative and non-traditional speakers from places such as New Zealand, New York, and the Blackfeet and Suquamish reservations will share powerful stories that inform and inspire as well as instruct. And, Sanders says, the sketch comedy group 1491 will lighten the mood.
So we're finding ways to bring humor, which is one of our native values, into the space on a topic that's not always very easy to discuss. So we're trying to break down the barriers and bringing in humor, bringing in international and national perspectives so that it's easier for folks, a little bit easier to digest in receiving it in different ways of communication.
The First Alaskans Institute Racial Equity Summit is scheduled for February 1st and 2nd in Anchorage. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.